All right, here's a hypothetical for you, John. Let's say this containment cap down there in the Gulf actually works. Let's say it even captures all of the oil spewing, not just half. Let's say no hurricane comes along and ruins this new plant. Let's say everything goes according to plan from here on out. Just pretend. Just pretend. So the oil spill will still be devastating for the Gulf coastline, of course. But what about the BP bottom line? Can it then escape unscathed?
What are you smoking over there, Lynn?
Well, I'm doing hypotheticals, but we're going to find out what I'm smoking when we turn to Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Okay, so can BP survive this? That's really the bottom line question.
Well, you know, while we've all been talking about the environmental impact on Wall Street, people are very focused on BP's stock. And when you've had different bits of news that have been coming out, for instance, when the news came out that there was a criminal investigation, you've seen their stock really take a nosedive. At the same time, you've also seen an important derivative measure about the likelihood that they will file for bankruptcy called a credit default swap. You've seen those spreads soar out. So this indicates that you have a lot of people really nervous about the future of BP. Will there be a takeover? Will it be split up? Some analysts are saying there might be a bankruptcy. So a lot of people are concerned about this company.
So obviously there's a lot of public hostility towards BP right now, understandably. And yet, as you mentioned, there are shareholders. This is a fine line for the company to have to deal with both sides of this right now, correct?
Absolutely. You know, on the one hand, they're a giant company. They typically pull in about $20 billion in earnings. And so that's, you know, very, very profitable company. But this year, this cleanup, you know, the litigation might cost $10 billion, some analysts are saying, and there's the cleanup cost. And then, you know, some people are worried about their dividend. I mean, shareholders like to get the regular dividend.
That's $10 billion. Their dividend, isn't that ironic? $10 billion dividend, $10 billion cost of litigation.
Talk about credit default swaps. I mean, there you go.
Right, right. The thing I've been wondering, you know, is who's really driving the pressure on BP? And there are a couple different places it could be coming from. So on the one hand, the reason their credit default swaps could be going out, that's, you know, this measure of the likelihood that they'll bankrupt, is you could have a lot of their suppliers and a lot of their business partners who are buying these credit default swaps to protect themselves if BP goes bankrupt. I mean, that's just a legitimate business hedge. On the other hand, you might have investors, you know, speculators out there who are betting that BP is really going down. You probably have some of both.
What happens, Louise Story, if indeed BP goes bankrupt? What happens to the to our economy then?
Well, you know, again, they're a company with huge profits, and so there is a good underlying business here that would be, you know, chopped up in some way. One thing that some commentators have said is that, you know, if the American government got more involved with this company, perhaps they could better control this process. So if you saw them get into real financial problems, kind of like the banks.
We talking takeover here?
Right, or the auto companies, you know, which got into big trouble. You could see the government and, so, you know, some people could see some benefits.
At least the American version. All right.
The U.S. government, a diversified portfolio of companies.
Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks very much.